Let's follow more of the trail of refugees who flee the United States. Some choose to go to Canada out of concern about President Trump's immigration ideas. Last month, we took you to the border where people originally from war-torn countries have been crossing north. It's often a dangerous and snowy crossing from upstate New York to Quebec, where Canadian authorities arrest them. Today, North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has the story of what happens next.
A group of men stand outside a drab YMCA hostel in downtown Montreal, smoking cigarettes and enjoying the warm spring sun. This place is part of a system of shelters for refugees coming into Canada from all over the world.
My name is Mohammed Ahmed. I'm from Pakistan.
Ahmed spent a year in New Jersey, but says he was afraid he would be detained and separated from his wife and two children.
The Trump policy, he was just deporting the guys over there. We didn't see any future there, so that's why we came over.
These days, a growing number of refugees arrive in Canada after first living for a time in the U.S. Canadian officials say more than 2,500 people crossed the border in January and February alone, seeking asylum. Ahmed's family walked across last month just north of Plattsburgh, New York. After being briefly detained, the family was allowed to go free and given a voucher to live at the YMCA. Ahmed says he was receiving death threats back home in Pakistan, so he's confident he'll be allowed to stay in Canada.